أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وبالحق أنزلناه وبالحق نزل وما أرسلناك إلا مبشرا ونذيرا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that he was given 9 clear proofs, evidences, signs, miracles that he had performed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of these signs that Allah allowed to take place during the era of Musa alayhi salam as eye-openers in order to encourage people to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Fir'aun wanted them expelled from the land of Egypt and how he was drowned into the ocean. Allah then explained that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Bani Israel, the Israelites, to then take over the land of Egypt and reside therein. Moving on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the Qur'an. And the background to the revelation of these ayah is an incident in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when one Jew said to the other that, take me to this prophet and let me ask some questions to him. And his friend said to him, the one who was asked, he said that, don't call him a prophet. Don't ever call him a prophet. If you do so, then he will find all the more reason to celebrate. Nevertheless, they both went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam certain questions regarding the commandments that were revealed to Musa alayhi salam, the famous commandments that were revealed to Musa alayhi salam, and one or two other questions. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered all his questions as they had known about Musa alayhi salam. So both of them were so overwhelmed by this, they kissed the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said that, we testify that you are indeed a prophet sent from Allah Azza wa Jal. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, then why don't you embrace Islam? And why don't you become Muslim? They said, we cannot do that. The moment we do that, we will be killed by our people in our community. And the Jews knew, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of it time and again in the Quran, they knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was indeed the awaited and final prophet. They were waiting for the final prophet. But the arrogance, the pride, and their stubbornness is what prevented them from embracing him as a Nabi simply because he was not a Jew. He was sent amongst the Arabs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says of the Quran, وَبِالْحَقْ أَنزَلْنَاهُ. We have sent it down with the truth. وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ. And it has descended with the truth. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ. And we have only sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. As a carrier of glad tidings and as a warner. وَقُرْآنًا. Then Allah speaks of the Qur'an. Allah says, وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقْنَاهُ. Allah says, the Qur'an, we divided it in portions. The Qur'an was not revealed as one book, but we had divided it. فَرَقْنَاهُ. We divided it into portions. لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْفٍ. So that you may recite it to the people gradually. So that the Quran is not recited at once and people feel overwhelmed by the message and by the new deen that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had brought and that is taught through the Quran. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you recite it to the people gradually. وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. Allah says, we sent it down in piecemeal. In piecemeal, little by little, bit by bit, over a period of 23 years, the Quran was revealed. The last revelation of the Quran took place 11 days before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ. Tell them, O Muhammad, آمِنُوا بِهِ أَوْ لَا تُؤْمِنُوا. Bring iman in it or do not bring iman in it. Referring to the Jews who came, who acknowledged that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the prophet of Allah. And by acknowledging he is the prophet of Allah, it obviously means that they acknowledge that the Quran was from Allah. It was a divine revelation. So Allah says to them, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that they should believe in it or not believe in it. But إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ, those who were given knowledge before the Qur'an, referring to the Jews who were given knowledge about Rasulullah, who were given knowledge about Musa alayhi salam, indeed those who were given knowledge of it, or who were given divine knowledge of the divine scriptures before the revelation of the Qur'an, Allah explains their condition. إِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ, when the Qur'an is recited to them, they're so fascinated and they're so amazed at how the Qur'an and the message of the Qur'an corresponds with the message that they have with them. And the knowledge of the Qur'an almost corresponds, or at times corresponds fully with the knowledge that they had received and the message that they had received. So when they hear this, إِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ, when the Qur'an is recited to them, يَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ سُجَّدًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they fall down. They are so overwhelmed that they fall down in prostration. On their faces, they fall down in prostration, amazed at the message of the Qur'an. وَيَقُولُونَ, and they say, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا, pure is our Rabb. We declare the purity of our Rabb. إِن كَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّنَا مَفْعُولًا, indeed, the promise of our Rabb is certainly to come to pass, is certainly to be fulfilled. What promise are they referring to over here? That the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a final Nabi, the promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal a divine scripture. All of this knowledge was with them, and they had all of this knowledge. So now to see that promise of Allah being fulfilled in the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the form of the Qur'an, they were so amazed that they would fall down in sujood, in prostration before Allah azza wa jalla. Allah says, وَيَخِرُّونَ, and they fall down in prostration. وَيَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ, they fall down in prostration on their faces. يَبْكُونَ, crying, weeping. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا, and the message of the Qur'an increases them in the humility of their hearts. Brothers, this is an ayah of sajda that was recited. Let us perform the sajda to tilawa before leaving. May Allah grant us understanding.